Late Night Hosts Defend the Squad by Comparing Trump to Hitler, KKK. By Jerome Hudson on July 16, 2019. The left-wing men who host America's low-rated late-night shows defended the far-left congresswomen, known as the Squad, from President Donald Trump's criticism on Monday night. Comedy Central funny man Trevor Noah went so far as to compare Trump to Adolf Hitler. "I don't know what's worse," Noah said. "The fact that the president thought it's acceptable to say go back to where you came from, or the fact that he said it to people who are already where they came from." The Daily Show host moments later played a clip of Fox News reporter John Roberts asking the president if he's concerned that many people saw that tweet as racist and that white nationalist groups are finding common cause with you on that point. To which Trump replied, "It doesn't concern me because many people agree with me. I don't know where to begin. First of all, just because many people agree with you doesn't mean you aren't being racist," Noah said before rolling out his Nazi comparison. "Imagine if Hitler was like, 'I know everybody says I'm bad. But have you seen how many people are waving at me in the streets? If I was racist, they would say something, yeah?'" President Trump led into the Squad members, Reps. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY. Ilhan Omar, DMN. Rashida Tlaib, DME. And Ayanna Pressley, DMA, over the weekend, calling them out for the foul language they have used and the terrible things they have said about Israel and America. Though the members had been in an ugly public battle with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi over their rhetoric, Trump's tweets kicked off a firestorm. "So interesting to see progressive Democrat congresswomen, who originally came from countries whose governments are a complete and total catastrophe, the worst, most corrupt and inept anywhere in the world, if they even have a functioning government at all, now loudly and viciously telling the people of the United States, the greatest and most powerful nation on earth, how our government is to be run," President Trump said over the weekend. "Why don't they go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came? Then come back and show us how it is done. These places need your help badly. You can't leave fast enough. I'm sure that Nancy Pelosi would be very happy to quickly work out free travel arrangements." Calling the president a racist was the theme, though, for the late-night hosts. "First of all, there is no acceptable word for this other than racist," period, Myers added. "Not racially charged or racially tinged or, as the New York Times put it, Trump's racially infused politics, like it's some sort of fancy drink at a Williamsburg cocktail bar." ABC's Late Show host Stephen Colbert compared Trump to the KKK. "Of course Trump does not like the Squad," Colbert said. "He is the leader of the rival gang. The Klan." Over on NBC, Jimmy Fallon had this to say. "I don't know what's more shocking, that the president sent a racist tweet or that we won't be talking about this in 2 days." President Trump on Tuesday continued to hammer the Democrats. "The Democrat congresswomen have been spewing some of the most vile, hateful, and disgusting things ever said by a politician in the House or Senate. And yet they get a free pass and a big embrace from the Democrat Party," Trump said. "Horrible anti-Israel, anti-USA, pro-terrorist and public shouting of the F-word, among many other terrible things, and the petrified Dems run for the hills." Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter at Jerome E. Hudson.